The World This Week. Politics.
Israel and Hamas, the militant group that controls Gaza, were on the brink of war. The crisis began with clashes around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site. Israeli police fired stun grenades and rubber bullets at rock-throwing Palestinians. Hamas and its allies then fired more than 1,600 rockets at Israel, which responded with hundreds of airstrikes on Gaza. Scores of people, mostly Palestinians, were killed. Israel said it had killed Hamas officials. Adding to the turmoil, street fighting broke out in several Israeli cities between Jews and Arabs. Iran confirmed that it was talking to Saudi Arabia, its arch rival, in an effort to resolve the many issues that divide them. The secret discussions were mediated by Iraq and started in Baghdad early last month. Meanwhile, an American Coast Guard ship fired warning shots at boats from Iran's Revolutionary Guard in the Strait of Hormuz when they got too close to American naval vessels, the second incident in 2 weeks. Republicans in the House of Representatives ousted Liz Cheney from her senior leadership role. The eldest daughter of Dick Cheney, George W. Bush's vice president, Miss Cheney has bona fide conservative credentials. Her sin was to reject the lie that last November's election was stolen. A defiant Miss Cheney urged her party to stand up to Donald Trump, warning that remaining silent and ignoring the lie emboldens the liar. An attempt by the National Rifle Association to declare bankruptcy and move its legal headquarters to Texas was thrown out of court. The judge found that the gun lobby was using what is supposed to be a financial course of action to avoid possible charges of corruption in New York, where it is incorporated. Protests continued in Colombia for a third week. At least 13 people have been recorded as being killed, though the actual number may be higher. Around 60 investigations into police brutality have opened. President Iván Duque attempted to negotiate with protest leaders with little success. What started as an outcry against an unpopular proposed tax law has broadened into a larger push for reform. The Scottish National Party's drive for an independent Scotland faltered after it failed to win an outright majority in elections to the Scottish Parliament. Together with seats held by the pro-independence Greens, there is a majority for a referendum in the Parliament, but polling has swung a bit against holding another vote. A bruising battle to break from the rest of the United Kingdom wouldn't be easy. Brexit has proved that.